Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hell, I suck at dating. With Dean Ungler and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. My name is Jared Haben. I'm in studio with Easton Torrey. Dean, I think, currently just parked the van, so he's right outside the building. He's crutching his way towards the studio as we speak. We asked you last week to send us emails, DMs, and ask us questions on Instagram. We did not have a chance to get to it, but we are answering them today. Like I said, Dean will be here shortly, and we also have a very special guest in studio, sitting right next to me. You know her from season 23 of The Bachelor with Colton Underwood. It is Tracy Shepoff.
Hi.
Yeah, round of applause, everybody. I said your last name correct, right?
You did.
Shepoff. Okay, great. How you doing, Tracy? Welcome to Help, I Suck at Dating.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited. I can't wait to talk about some dating.
I know.
I know a thing or two.
You know a thing or two about dating? Well, you did it on reality TV.
Yeah.
So you definitely are an expert.
I don't know
expert.
If you want to call that dating, but sure.
Well, I guess, right? If Dean and I did it and I'm married and he's in a relationship and we both still suck at dating, so maybe something's wrong with that. So how are you? What's new? How's things with you since being off The Bachelor?
It's good. You know, just kind of went back to my life doing styling.
And you're out here in LA right now, right?
Yep. I've been out here for a little over 4 years, so just celebrity styling, working in the industry.
And this is your busy time of year, right?
This is the busiest time of year. It's awards season. So yeah. Kind of been working every single day since what feels like the beginning of time.
Yeah. Since at least the beginning of 2020, but you've been working 7 days a week. So that does feel like the beginning of time. So what got you into fashion?
Honestly, as far back as I can remember, my grandmother on my mom's side, she was this amazing designer and seamstress. And I just kind of had this knack for it that I loved, went to college for design, mm-hmm. and got into corporate fashion right afterwards in New York City for close to a decade, and then decided I wanted to get into styling and moved out here for a change.
So now that you're a stylist, do you judge everybody on their wardrobe? Like, are you judging me from what I'm wearing right now?
No, I think you look great.
I actually just brought brand new Nike sneakers.
I noticed them. I actually meant to compliment you on them.
Was it a compliment, or do I look like really white right now from wearing
fresh.
These things?
I like them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
But I was honestly just searching for a bunch of Nikes for a client yesterday, so I was looking at so many sneakers yesterday.
Do you think they go well with the jeans I'm wearing? I'm wearing blue jeans.
I do, actually. I think you look real put together.
I'm stepping up my game. Oh, speaking of put together, we have another beautiful guest that just joined us in studio on two crutches. It is Dean Ungler, ladies and gentlemen.
I have to interject real quick. Tracy, I know and value your opinion on all things fashion, but something about Air Force Ones and a pair of jeans, I just don't really approve of it.
What would I wear them with?
What would you like them with?
I think that they're just too big and bulky. in my personal opinion.
They're strapped up though. Oh, that one's not, but this one is.
I'm like a minimalist guy, so I think like bands.
That's why you only wear sandals.
And sandals. And obviously don't take my fashion advice because look what I wear on the daily
basis. I mean,
he's
wearing sandals right now, purple shorts, a black tee.
Yeah, but look how many pockets I have in these shorts. There's pockets all over the place on these things. I don't know. I've never been a fan of the Air Force Ones. That's just my personal taste.
How do we feel about pockets on the side of shorts like Dean's wearing right now?
Let's just be clear. They're not on the side of shorts.
They're kind of like...
They're on the front. It's like a...
It's on the front side.
They're cargo shorts.
I will say, cargos are having a moment right now.
Yeah, they are. They're coming back.
They are, so neither of you are wrong.
See, I feel like I'm always 5 years behind the new fashion trends because in my head, I'm like, oh, cargo shorts, that's what I wore when I was 17. I don't wear those anymore. But now they're making a comeback, you say.
Are making a comeback.
They're making a comeback. And just to be clear, these are no normal cargo shorts. These are some nice pastel purple, mm-hmm. Easter egg color with... Velcro pockets. I got a zipper pocket on my right quad over here.
Oh,
I can fit all my things.
You have so many different things you
can
put in
those. For someone that needs help carrying things because I'm unable to, these cargo shorts are lifesavers. So,
all right. Well, Tracy,
function and fashion.
Well, Tracy, tell me, seeing how you are a stylist and this is a dating podcast, mm-hmm. what do you think is a good outfit for a first date?
Okay, so this is tricky. I think...
Let's do women first and then men.
Okay, so there's no right answer to this because my personal opinion, you should always wear exactly what feels like you. Do not dress for what you think that the person's going to want to see. My personal go-to is a pair of leather pants and usually like a white tee like what I'm wearing or a white tank top.
Mm-hmm. It's a good outfit.
And honestly, usually guys always make a comment about the leather pants. But not everyone is comfortable wearing them.
Make the comment, Jared. What would the comment be?
They're like,
they would look very nice.
Oh. They usually touch them and they're like, are these leather?
I'm sorry, they touch them?
Yeah, they'll do a
on
little,
a first
like,
date?
A little thigh.
Is it real thing? Or faux?
Real.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. That's good. I'm a fan of leather pants, I'll say it, yeah.
How do you feel about a guy touching your pants on the first date?
It depends on if I like them.
How far into the date do they usually touch them?
First, like, quarter of the date, I would say.
First quarter?
That's when you know it's going well. If you get a leather pant touch in the first quarter of the date, that's mm-hmm. the second date material mm-hmm. right there.
See, what I did on first dates, I would never person first. I would wait until they touched me. They liked me. How I knew they liked me. If the date mm-hmm. was going well and they were talking to me and there was a moment of laughter and they reached out their hand and, like, tapped my arm or something.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yep, I'm in.
It's kind of cowardly, though, you know? Like, what about, like, in middle school?
Cowardly?
When the guys are standing on one side and the girls are standing on the other side and everyone's waiting for the other person to make the first move? That's
no.
what you're doing,
granted,
basically.
Granted, I had to say, I was on what I didn't know was a date. I thought it was, like, a work dinner. And the guy came over and started massaging my neck on the way to the bathroom.
Oh.
And that was unwarranted. So you should maybe sometimes wait until someone touches you.
Exactly, because the line between having swag and being creepy is pretty gray for a guy, I think.
Did you really just say swag?
Is that, again, am I 5 years behind on that term?
You are so lucky you're married because you don't have to date anyone anymore.
What would you say?
Not swag.
What would you say? Enlighten me. What would you guys say? Tracy, are you a Dean on this?
I'm like,
you can be honest.
50,
Tracy, you have to take a side right now.
I'm
are you team Dean or team Jared?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I haven't.
Just remember who was on time.
I've definitely thrown out the word swag before, but it's not like a word I normally go to.
Okay. It's like a special time. Special
so
place.
When you see a guy, for example, Dean, right? Dean walks around with a presence. He's good looking. He's charming. What would you describe Dean as? Not he has swag.
Well, first and foremost, there are no words that can describe what I have going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you're indescribable. True. No word reaches the level of what can be possibly described as Dean Unger.
I just think as a 30-year-old man, we should maybe drop the word swag.
31, by the way. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Wait, I'm confused right now. So you wouldn't... I'm truly confused. We don't use swag anymore. That's a relic of the past.
I think it's been out for a while, man.
So what do you say?
There was a very small window where it was like acceptable to say, and you were probably 22 and drinking Four Loko in college.
Can I say one thing that makes me, this conversation makes me so happy about, and you're going to laugh so hard, but in the original Superman, Clark Kent says swell, and Lois Lane makes fun of him for it because she's like, swell, a lot of people don't use that word anymore. So I feel like Clark Kent, thank you guys,
oh,
I appreciate
okay.
it. Even though I still don't understand, swag is, I feel like, a very common term. Anyway, moving on. What about a good first date outfit for a man, Tracy?
Air Force Ones.
Flip-flops, obviously. Purple cargo shorts and a black tee.
Leather pants, again.
I'll be honest, I 1,000% would wear this on a first date. There's no question asked.
I know. No, I like a good...
The girl would love it.
Swag,
which makes
man.
Swag.
Like a good black jean, like a nice fitted black jean, and maybe like a black shirt or white shirt, something that's kind of simple, and a cool pair of shoes.
Yeah, there's no reason to like bust out a blazer.
Like I'd throw out Saint Laurent shoes, but that seems rude and unnecessary to tell everyone that they need to do that.
Yeah, it seems expensive.
So have you ever been on a date with someone that wasn't up to code in terms of style? And then you were kind of like put off by it a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you hyper aware of it because of your career?
I am. And more so, I was saying this to Jared earlier, like, you know, I have this idea in my head that the person that I want to be with has a slight interest in fashion because that's a huge part of my life. And it's something that I found over dating over the years, I can connect with guys on if they like fashion and I like how they dress. And that's one more thing I don't have to overcome with them. But at the same time, I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but I'm definitely not going to date someone who looks like they rolled out of like a dumpster.
Can you give us your worst experience with like a first date or something with a guy that just wore something atrocious?
Oh my goodness.
And granted, I'm sure regardless of who it is that he goes on a date with, like if you're wearing something atrocious, whether you're a stylist or a whatever else you could be, it's like, what are you doing?
An accountant, of course.
I actually can't recall anyone I've gone on a date with that was dressed atrociously, at least not that I can remember.
Right.
Well, that's probably a good thing. I think for guys, and Dean is an example of this. Oh, here we go.
Nope, I thought of it. Sorry.
The floor is yours.
I would have lost it if I hadn't said that.
No. Keep the thought. Say the thought.
Okay, I was living back in New York City. Met this guy. He is also very tall, mind you. Like, probably close to 7 feet tall. And
7 feet?
He was really tall, probably like 6'7".
Like a Knicks player, probably.
No, he had just graduated from Harvard Business School.
Oh.
He started a men's fashion business randomly. And I showed up on the first day. We had met watching one of the playoff. It was a basketball game. I can't remember. And show up to the first day at his apartment, and he is wearing American flag printed shorts that looked like a bathing suit. And I didn't know what to do.
Wait,
and I didn't know how to get out of there as fast as humanly possible.
And where were you?
What was in New York City?
I know, but like, what was the the situation?
I went to his apartment to meet him, which also seemed kind of rude to me because I think that the guy should come to you on a first date.
Or meet somewhere in the middle, you know?
Or you meet, yes, yeah. Of course. In New York, like, you should meet.
Right. And especially on a first date, never go to the guy's apartment.
Yeah, that's probably...
Sketch
I mean, I've definitely
central.
Made a few bad judgment calls in my time. That was definitely...
Well, we're glad you're here. Yeah. Everybody listening, don't go to the guy's apartment first date.
Yeah, I'm lucky. Yeah, he, like, opened the door and he was literally wearing American flag shorts. And I was like...
Was he wearing a shirt?
I think so.
Okay.
You think so? You don't remember?
He was wearing a button down with them. It was the oddest.
He sounds like
I've
he's straight
seen.
Off of like Vineyard Vines commercial. Like, yeah, you know, that Northeastern.
Yes, very.
Was he wearing
so.
Lacoste shoes?
But then he tried to make me help him move his rug in his apartment because he had just.
Oh my gosh!
Sounds like a catch.
Did you get a second date?
No.
I gotta be
I
honest.
Don't even
it sounds
think
like
I gave him a kiss at the end of the day.
Yeah, he probably didn't deserve one.
Definitely didn't deserve one. This sounds like something Dean would do. Like, I can imagine Kaylin coming over for the first day and be like, hey, what's going on? Do you mind just helping me move my couch really quickly?
I'll be honest, it doesn't sound like something that's beneath me. I probably have done something like that in the past.
But again, women would love it. They'd be like, I would love nothing more than to help Dean move his couch right now.
No.
So, Tracy, obviously you were on season 23 of The Bachelor. What made you want to go on The Bachelor in the first place?
I had never watched the show before, to be perfectly honest.
Did a friend sign you up?
No, I signed myself up.
Oh. Mm.
I was sitting at home one day. I think I was just like answering emails and started getting into a rabbit hole of reality television castings on websites randomly and saw The Bachelor. And at that point, I guess I'd been single for like 5 years.
How old were you when you went on?
31.
Okay.
I think that's right. Because I'm 33 now.
You're 33?
Yeah.
You don't look a day over 26.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm being dead serious.
I appreciate that. Thank you. So I don't know. I saw The Bachelor pop up, and one of my best friends always watched it, and I would have refused to watch with her. And I think I texted her and was like, should I sign up for this? And she was like, go for it. I was like, all right, why not? Couldn't hurt. Honestly, every other date I was going on was failing.
Yeah, what's the worst thing that could happen? You get on the show?
And literally.
And you got on the show.
Yeah. So like the whole press of it went really fast. I forgot that I had even sent anything in. And then I was on like a photo shoot one day and got a phone call from casting. And I honestly, like, I had no idea what they were even talking about. Completely forgot.
How long in between was it from you signing up to you getting the phone call?
I think I signed up in like January, maybe like late January. Got a call in March.
Oh, okay. So not too long. A couple months.
I think. That's around the time.
Are you watching this current season of The Bachelor?
I am.
Do you have any like weird PTSD watching? Because this is your first season watching after you were on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would say there's a bunch of different things in general that give me PTSD from just like working in this also. Anytime I'm on a set.
Yeah.
That also does. But yeah, watching it, I'm like, oh, God, like, how did I not see through that?
Yeah.
I could have done that totally different.
I noticed myself, because I've been watching the season as well, and I'm like super critical of the women's fashion choices sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I can only imagine what someone like you must be going through, yes, too, because I'm like, why are you wearing that? Like, that looks awful, and it doesn't make any sense to me. And it's just like, I don't understand.
Well, it was like a big thing going on the show. I packed a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, way too much stuff.
How many bags did you bring?
I think I had like three, but one suitcase was totally shoes.
Nice.
Ah. I brought 40 pairs of shoes.
40?
Yeah, and that was like a tiny amount.
You were prepared.
Like, yeah, collection. Prepared for what? Like 3 dates.
Wow.
Group dates.
Yeah, it's more than a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I look at the clothes and I'm like, but it's more expected.
Yeah.
Like,
that's true. I guess I just have a thing when people overdo it, and I think this season they're overdoing it a lot with their fashion choices.
Like you have like a person.
Yeah, tell us, Dean. Who is this person and what are they wearing?
No, I'll say it. There was one specific dress at the group date last night that I was like, why is she wearing that?
I know which one you're talking about.
Please guess.
No, I can't
please
say
guess.
It.
Please guess. What do you mean? You have to, please.
Was it very sequined or sparkly?
At the group date, Hannah Ann was wearing a very interesting dress.
I don't even remember seeing Hannah Ann at the group date last night.
It was a top.
Tori just informed us it was a top, apparently.
I didn't see the bottom half. I just saw the top. And she looked great. She always looks good, but she was wearing this dress, this top. I apologize. And I was like, what are you wearing? What are you talking about? What's the sequins that you're talking about? Because maybe
one
I saw
of the
that
girls
one too.
Had like a really paillette sequin. Do you know what a paillette is?
I don't.
It's like a large sequin.
Yeah.
It was like.
I wish there was a camera on Dean and mine's face when she said paillette. You're like, are you going to ask
her? Their
mouths
were like on the floor, very confused. Yeah.
My experience was funny because I packed so little that I was wearing the same thing over and over again. So it was like every time someone's like, wasn't Dean wearing that shirt last week? I was like, yeah, didn't Dean wear that suit the last dress ceremony? Like, yeah.
I mean, isn't that like the last season of The Bachelorette where all the guys were like sharing
one
suit jacket?
I wish you guys think I have bad fashion now. You should have seen me on the show and prior to the show. On the show, I wore a bright orange t-shirt from Express Men with, I'm pretty sure,
Express Men.
Like gray shorts. It was just not a good combo.
And
yeah,
just,
I was a pretty Express
just for the
guy.
Record, I don't think you have bad style now.
Thank you. Just making fun of my Air Forces, bro. First time I'm trying something new.
They look
and
good.
You can't even support me.
They're clean. Is this the first time you're wearing them?
I'm keeping them very clean.
They're very,
they were
very
expensive.
Super fresh.
I just personally don't like Air Force ones. They're big and bulky, and I'm a guy that likes short shorts and flip flops.
Yeah, you show off the thighs.
So it's not that I think you have bad style. It's just not something that I personally would wear.
I guess that's fair. I don't know. My heart's broken a little bit right now.
I don't know. I love a Vans and I love an Air Force. So.
Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, Tracy, you left the show. Single, unfortunately. So begs the question, because we are on a dating podcast, mm-hmm. Do you still suck at dating or are you potentially talking to someone right now?
I am potentially talking to someone right
now. Oh, okay. That's very exciting news. Is it a potential boyfriend? Is it a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Are you
the
dating
ironic
someone?
Part is he already was a boyfriend.
Oh, it's
he
an
was
ex.
My first boyfriend ever.
First boyfriend ever? Uh-huh.
How
are
old
were you?
Are we talking back to like high school?
17.
Yeah.
17. How long did you guys date?
A little under a year.
So okay.
I was a year older and I went to college.
Is that why it ended?
Essentially, I mean, the issues of like you're a freshman in college doing stuff and he was a senior in high school, like partying also, and it just wasn't.
Yeah.
Work
you guys were young.
How does,
separate
this,
ways.
How does this rekindling happen?
So we've always been friends and he lives in Boston.
Great city.
Where my sister also lives.
Gotcha.
And I was there in October visiting her and the three of us went out to dinner one night and drinks and I don't know something. And him and I see each other anytime we're in the same city, but it's never like anything. Mm-hmm. It's just friends. And I don't know, something just like sparked differently, I guess is the best way to
word
it.
It was the tequila. It must have been a tequila.
It definitely could have been tequila. And the fact that we were playing, we were at an arcade bar doing that basketball game.
Yeah.
And I was definitely winning, so.
He saw that and he was like, dang, Tracy's still got it. She's still got that jump shot. Yeah,
well, so if there's one thing about reigniting a high school romance, it always helps when they live in a different city across the country.
Yeah.
So what's up with that? Oh, are you going to do anything about
that? I have this terrible knack for getting into long distance relationships. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. We've had people on before where they're like, every relationship, it seems like it's always long distance. Yes. I just feel like sometimes people just, I don't know, like, you have the bug, yeah. I guess.
I don't know. I say every time I'm not going to do it again, and it just keeps happening.
Right.
I don't know. But, of course, it's happened again. And
how long is this long-distance relationship kind of talking?
Since October, I guess.
Since October, okay.
So, funny story, though. November rolls around, and I was going to a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert in Florida with my sister and one of my college friends. And it was over Thanksgiving. And this guy is a big fan. And I was like, jokingly text him and was like, are you sure you don't want to come down to Florida and go to this concert? Within an hour, he booked a flight and came for all of Thanksgiving.
Nice.
And stayed.
Wow.
So
guys,
I was
committed.
Like, all right. I'm like, this is like happening. So then went and saw him over Christmas as well at his parents' house. And then he's coming out here for like a week in February.
Nice. That's very exciting.
And I'm going there in March. And then he's coming to a wedding with me in April.
Like, that's good that you guys have plans to like continue to see each other.
I think that's kind of the only way that you can do it.
Yeah.
If you're going to attempt long distance, like you have to try to like plan things out if you actually see it going anywhere.
Right. Yeah, I agree. You can't just be like, I'll see you when I see you, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And you have like nothing to look forward to otherwise.
Yeah. Are you pretty firmly rooted in Los Angeles?
No.
So you would be willing to consider going to Boston?
I mean, Boston's not my ideal city to live in.
Pretty cold.
But
pretty bad city, too. Let's be real.
But I'm from New York, and okay. I love New York, and I'd be happy to move back to New York also.
Right, right.
So that's closer.
Well, you're going to have to keep us posted on what's going on with that.
Yeah. We're invested in this relationship now, too, so you're going to have to come back in April when he gets here. Maybe he could come in studio.
Oh, God.
That'd be great.
That would be great.
He's a little bit of an introvert. I don't know if he would like to like that.
We love introverts.
Tracy, do you want to help us answer some listener emails?
Yeah, I absolutely do.
For the listeners out there who all emailed us at isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com.
And DM'd us and asked us questions on Instagram.
Lots of questions to get through. Lots of anonymous emails, which we always love because those are the juiciest. Those are all coming up after this break. They are incredibly juicy and you're not going to want to miss it.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table. You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
All right, and we are back, and as promised, we have the juiciest emails and questions sent in from you guys, our listeners. We either got emails at isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com or Jared so lovingly asked the question on the Instagram page.
I got to be honest, I feel like I'm killing that Instagram page right now. Do you like the post I had yesterday? We ride together, we die together.
It was a good post. Suck on me, Phillip. I love every time...
I wanted to say, yeah, sorry, I was trying to get your attention, but we just fist pumped. It was really awkward, guys. I wish you were here to see that. I was going to write, we ride together, we crutch together. Suck army
pretty
for
good.
Life.
That's pretty good.
And I wrote it and I forgot until like an hour later. And I was like, shit.
I love how every time the podcast or the Instagram gets brought up, you always take it just a couple minutes just to toot your own horn and be like, it's going really well.
I have fun
since
with
I took over.
Well, you know, it's funny. Last week we asked more people to follow us. We gained like 300 followers.
Nice.
Just from last week.
Hey, if you want to follow us, follow us. Maybe that's another 300 right there.
Again, it's at Help I Suck at Dating. You can find us on Instagram. Again, once again, I'm posting many pictures of Dean's face, so you're not going to want to miss any one of them.
Jared, since you asked the question on Instagram, let's ask Tracy some questions from that Instagram, some of the good ones that you got there, and then we can all kind of gangbang it and get these questions.
That's an interesting way to describe it.
2020, guys. Come on.
Yeah, let's ask, let's answer some questions from, okay, yeah. So the first question, it says, can you do a dating challenge and set someone up and make them go on a date? I'd like to see that and analyze what you think they did right and wrong. Do you think on the podcast, that's a smart idea, Tracy, to have a public date and then we publicly criticize it afterwards?
Well, Kendall does that on her podcast.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
Down to date, if you haven't listened, check it out.
People have a thick skin.
I know. Well, I guess it's kind of like Bachelor. It's like the podcast version of The Bachelor.
Essentially, yes.
Here's a great question for Tracy, given the fact that she is sort of doing this currently. This follower of our Instagram page says, should you reach out to an ex and have a conversation to get closure or just move on? It sounds like maybe this is an ex that they're still a little hung up on and obviously didn't date in high school and they're now rekindling with. But what do you think about that?
I feel like I've been in this situation with a couple different exes. I think you kind of, unless you're freaking out, I think you just let it lie for a while. And then maybe down the road, some closure will come from it. I definitely had some closure with some exes years later, but...
Well, let me ask you, did the closure come from actually interacting with the ex years later, or was the closure a product of the time that went by? Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I like it.
And then I was like, I never need to see this person again.
All right, that's fair. I mean, that's great closure. Was it great closure? I guess that's the question.
I couldn't have cared less. And he literally told me he was in love with me.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, bye.
See you later.
And he got what he needed. I will say closure is a very, very real thing. And I think sometimes it's hard to move on to the next relationship without receiving closure from your previous relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's definitely afflicted me before where I thought that I was ready to move on. I moved on to another relationship and I hadn't fully closed the door on the last one. And it would just like mess with my head for the entire duration of that relationship.
Well, how can you, without giving... two specifics away, like how did that happen? How did you not get closure from the last relationship?
I thought that by entering into a new relationship, it would, I guess, protect me and help me move forward. But in reality, what it did was just kind of like led to more anxiety when I was, you know, I was still thinking about the last relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so once that relationship was over, I was able to get the closure with the other relationship. And it was a very real thing. Once the closure was there, I was like fully put in the past, be able to move on from there.
Well, how did you get closure?
Just through like talking and figuring that stuff out, I guess.
With the person?
Yeah, with the person. Just as this person was saying, she said should she get a closure from an ex? And in my personal opinion, absolutely closure. If you can get it, and if it's like if it's healthy closure, not like where you're going and
like clinging on and seeing if something's going to happen and like maybe sleeping with them just to try it out.
A lot of times I feel like when you meet up with an ex and you're trying to get closure, it leads to that situation because you're so comfortable with that person. Mm-hmm. There's obviously still feelings there because you spent so much intimate moments with this person. So it is a fine line that you have to be careful with.
I think closure is a good thing. I'm an advocate for it.
Sometimes I truly believe the only closure you can get is by time passing by.
Or by banging it out.
Sometimes you will not gain closure that way.
Sometimes you just got to bang it out of your system and then boom, door closed, on to the next one.
Boom, see you later. Yeah, I'm sure that means the door's closed for her too.
Anyways.
That's a tough one.
Here's another question for both of you guys. What is your most embarrassing dating story, past or present?
Embarrassing dating story. I don't know if this is embarrassing or not, but when I first turned 21, I got really drunk and we were having a house party at the place I was living and I was upstairs and I was flirting with this girl the entire night, but I had to go throw up. So I went into the bathroom to throw up and it was one of my first times really being drunk. So I was just not in a place where I wanted anybody to see me and she was knocking on the door, which was very sweet to make sure I'm okay. It was one of those things where you just don't want to see the other person. Please go away. And so then I clean myself up. I immediately go into my room to go to bed while they're all downstairs still hanging out because I wanted to go to bed. And then she came into my room and came into my bed and just cuddled with me, which was very sweet. But also, like, even though I brushed my teeth, you still have that taste in your mouth and you just feel gross. And I could tell that she did not care. But it was like that awkwardness where it was just like, I'm so gross right now. Please just never touch me. And so it was like never spoken upon again. And I never like went on a date with this girl.
It's pretty embarrassing.
It's not the worst.
Sounds like you need some closure.
Yeah. 12 years later, I need closure on that one.
Tracy, do you have any embarrassing stories?
I'm trying to think of what one of the worst ones are.
There's got
to
be some bad ones.
Let's see.
Worse than American flag shorts.
While you're thinking, I have one more.
Yeah.
Well, unless you have one.
Okay, go.
You don't want to monopolize the conversation, do you?
I do. Anyway.
Mine's very similar to yours, actually. It was a second date with this girl that I was really, really into. This is years ago. Really, really into this girl. She was like beautiful, super into sports. And we went on our first date. It went really well. And funny enough, this is like 4 years ago. And on our first date, she was like, yeah, I was actually cast for The Bachelor, but I decided not to do it for whatever reason. And I was like, wow, that's so cool. That's like a TV show I've seen on the TV before. And then on our second date, we went to her apartment and just like we chilled out and watched movies and stuff. And we ordered Chinese food. And I love Chinese food. And I was like just shoveling this Chinese food into my mouth, like pounds and pounds of orange chicken and fried rice and all that kind of stuff. And same thing that happened to Jared is I think something had gotten me sick somehow, like maybe it was undercooked chicken. But the whole night I was puking in her bathroom, and it was a second date, and like, I don't think I was expected to stay over at her apartment, but like I physically was unable to leave because I was puking so much, and she was like in and out of the bathroom, like rubbing my back while I was puking, and I was like, this is the worst second date of my entire life.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Did you think of one, Tracy?
I did, and Dean might actually even appreciate this one because it involves an RV.
Nice. My family.
I was at bungalow one day. This is a couple of years ago. So
don't tell me he brought you back to his RV.
So, did I? This is like a date and a half type of thing.
Okay.
Hit it off with this guy. Totally normal. Really, really nice. And I wasn't intending on drinking because I had driven over there. Ended up drinking. And I was like, shoot, well, I can't drive back now. And I needed my car the next day. So he's like, well, my RV that I just bought. And he also like owned a house in the hills. He's
okay.
I bought this for fun, whatever. It's parked across the street from bungalow. Why don't you just come hang out, sober up a little bit, and then you drive home. We both ended up falling asleep. Nothing happened.
In the RV.
Yeah, right. Fall asleep. And he had asked me on a date that week. Go on this date, and he picks me up in a normal car.
Oh, if he picked you up in the RV, I would
have loved
it.
Picked me up in a normal car. I was curious. We went to like one of the cool, like old-fashioned Mexican restaurants in West Hollywood. But immediately on the date, he starts basically like insulting my job, asking if I make any money, about Trump, kids, this. It was like one after the other. But again, my really good judgment, I still proceeded to agree to go watch a movie with him.
You're like, this is going really bad, but let's continue on.
It was absolutely terrible. I was so uncomfortable the entire day.
Well, at least in the movie, it's 2 hours of silence.
Yeah. Well, I was It was back at his apartment. Or his house.
Ah, you poor thing.
But it was a torrential downpour outside on the way back. And we get back to his house and he had locked himself out. So
this guy sounds like a catch. Between this guy and the American flag short guy.
Climb up onto the back balcony in like a torrential downpour to get himself to break into his own house.
Oh my gosh.
We get in.
Are we sure this was his house? That's the question we're not asking.
No, nobody's sure.
Yeah.
The RV was there.
He bought the RV for fun. Right. He owns a house in the hills,
guys. I park my van outside of my friend's house sometimes. I'll have to sneak in every once in a while.
He was totally nuts. Basically told me how a couple of his friends live in the basement. He gives them a curfew. Mm-hmm. And I ended up passing out there again. Did not sleep with him, like, in the bed. But then the next morning, I, like, woke up, and he went to go shower and came back in, like, naked. And I was like, this isn't happening.
But naked?
He, like, tried to actually force it.
Oh, wow.
Are
like,
you kidding
for
me?
Real. Yeah. Yeah, I was like.
What do you mean?
Like.
Because now you're, what do you mean force it?
Yeah. Well, first wouldn't stop talking about, like, the size of himself.
Oh, my gosh.
And then was like.
You're just like, here it is.
I don't think you guys realize how much this like literally happens to girls. They're like, come on, let's just do it. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You're disgusting. Like, get off.
Well, that's good for you to put your foot down.
Yeah.
But then he drove me home in the RV because he had to go get it serviced.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy definitely owned a house in the hills. He's got no service.
Never,
he owns an RV and he had to break into his own house.
To him again.
To which he has a curfew.
I'm going to go ahead and say Tracy wins this competition of worst date stories.
Yeah, also the biggest thing I took away from that, if you are at bungalow and drinking and a guy asks you to go back to his RV, you say no.
Let's stop being discriminatory against people that have recreational vehicles.
Not discriminatory towards that, but just if he asks you to go over his apartment for a first date or the RV.
Don't do it.
Yeah, you just say no and
don't
you meet up at a
situation.
Public location at a later time and date.
Here's another question from the Instagram page is, how do all of you handle compromise in your relationship? I think that this is good for long distance and obviously Ashley and Jared because you guys have been married or are married.
Yes.
So how do you handle compromise?
I think it all comes down to, once again, sacrifice, realizing that some of the things that you want to do in the moment, you just can't do because you're not, it's no longer just about you. It's about you and your partner. So I think that's the biggest thing is just remembering that, to try not to be selfish and try to have that balance of doing things that you want to do with also doing things that she wants to do. And I think Ashley and I do a pretty good job about that. What about you and Kaylin? Because it's different because you guys are still, you know, 7 months in, but still relatively fresh into the relationship. How do you guys handle compromise?
Just to be clear, we've been dating longer than you've been married. But you've been dating, obviously,
Yeah, but we've been dating longer, yeah.
I know. I just wanted to put that statistic out there.
It was a good way of phrasing it, though. It would really fit your narrative.
How do we handle compromise in our relationship? I don't really think that we have to compromise on much, to be honest.
Sounds like Kaylin gives in a lot.
No, it's
I don't
not
feel
even,
like we have to compromise all, at even, all, actually.
It's not even her giving in a lot. It's like, if I'm like, hey, I want to do this. She's like, all right, cool, go do that. Or I'll come with you. Or if she wants to do something, I'll be like, all right, tight, go do that.
So, next question. How do you know when a guy likes you and what is the best way to flirt?
Tracy's really the one that can answer this.
I know. I guess we could say, how do you know when a girl likes you too? But Tracy, go first. How do you know when a guy likes you and how do you flirt? What's your move? You got a move?
I have a move.
Or like an opening line.
Like, this is weird because I'm looking at you right now, but I make really strong eye contact with people. And I actually just had this issue the other day when I was like on set because I could tell a guy was trying to flirt with me and I was trying so hard not to make eye contact with him because I didn't want to give him the wrong impression.
Right. Smart.
But yeah, I don't know. I get kind of touchy and.
See, first date, you wait until the girl touches you.
Oh, and you do like the leg thing where you kind of intertwine the legs if you're like sitting at a bar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then you know it's
intertwine the legs or just. Like they touch. Yeah.
Like the back of your calf touches the back of his calf.
Yeah. I got that. That's a good move.
I'm just saying, if everyone had that mentality of, I'm going to wait for them to make the first move, nothing would ever happen. No one would ever make the first move.
Well, two things. I think it is different for guys and girls in terms of like first touch, because very much like the Bumble app, you know, the girl is supposed to be the one that reaches out. I do feel like on a first date, a girl should be the one who shows physical attraction first, because guys, I feel like, are just really bad at reading situations.
That's true.
And again, for me, I think it was more of, okay, now I know she's interested. I don't know, weird. But anyway, so Tracy, flirting, eye contact.
Eye contact.
And so how do you know when a guy likes you? If he's staring at you?
No, I feel like you just like, no, I don't even know how to explain that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard thing to conceptualize because it's like, it's just a feeling sometimes.
Are we talking like, how do we know that they like you like right there on the spot or just like in general?
Like in a bar, you're talking to a guy and you're like, I think he likes me, but I'm not sure.
In my opinion, what this person is talking about is like, let's say she's in college or something like that. And there's a guy in class that she has like a friendship with, but she's not sure if he likes her. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so it's like, how do you bridge the gap between liking someone and then seeing if they actually have a crush on you? Like, what are the signs to indicate that he actually like likes you more than just like a classmate or something?
I think that a guy reaches out to you when they want to talk to you. And I've had this conversation with my sister and my friends a million times to always come to the same conclusion. If someone wants to see you and wants to talk to you, they will.
Yeah.
If they don't want to, then you're not a priority.
Yeah.
And you kind of just have to face the fact.
Although you know when someone's flirting with you.
I will say sometimes it's hard to make someone a priority when you're unsure of how they feel about you. You're like, I'm going to carve away all this time for this person, but in reality, like, they might not even like me like that. So it's kind of awkward and uncomfortable because of it. I always just, my method of flirting is I always just sit them down and I tell them my story about me backpacking through Europe.
That's your opening line?
Works every time.
Huh.
You guys ever seen that Friends episode? Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I missed that one.
We're going to answer one more question here and then move on. The final one we have for you guys, and thank you for submitting these, by the way. These are great questions. We have a whole list of them, and we can't get through all of them, but hopefully we can continue to kind of chip away at them over time. Is it okay to have doubts in a relationship, or does that mean it's just not meant to be? And I think that we all kind of suffer from this, where, especially like in Los Angeles, when you can date a lot of different people, you kind of have like the doubts creep in, and you're like, okay, well, if I'm doubting this or if this is going poorly, then maybe this isn't my person. And I know how Jared feels about this, because you do have pretty strong feelings about this. But Tracy, what do you think about if doubts creep in early on in a relationship?
I don't necessarily think that that's an issue. And I also feel like the older you get, you start having certain doubts about things because you've experienced so much with other people that you start wondering, oh, is this going to be the same issue that I had with someone else? But I don't know. I feel like you just kind of have to work past it and not let your doubts mess up what you actually like feel for someone.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like if somebody says, I've never had a doubt in my relationship with this person, I don't believe you.
Right.
I don't. You're always going to have doubts. That's just the human condition, to always second guess things and wonder what if. And that's why, for me, relationships are a choice. You choose to put that person first every day. And for me, I find that far more romantic than any type of predestined soulmate conversation. Because I like the idea that in a relationship, you're choosing one another. It's not out of your control. Hmm. I want you because I'm choosing to be with you. I find that more powerful.
I do think there is an issue, and I've been afflicted by this in the past too, where we're kind of conditioned as kids to understand like that true love happens. And once it happens, there's never a care in the world after that. And it's just like smooth sailing with you and your partner for the rest of life and never questioning anything. But that's just not really how things work out.
Yeah.
And I think that at least I was brought up to believe that and through what, like television and Disney movies and all that kind
of
stuff.
Of course. And then Bachelor.
Well, and then so you get out in the real world and you start dating someone, you start having these doubts and you're like, well, maybe this isn't the person that's supposed to be with me for the rest of the life. And that goes against what you're learned or what you're taught when you're being, you know, bred and brought up and all that kind of stuff. And so I think that's kind of where that issue stems from. And I agree with Jared. I think that everyone's going to have doubt in any type of relationship. And I think the point is just to kind of make the choice for that, to be with that other person every day.
Of course. And it gets, you know, there's a point in every relationship, right? Where you think about, does the good outweigh the bad? And that's when you determine whether you need to move on from, you know, the relationship or continue dating this person. But the idea that if there are doubts that creep in and that should be the reason the relationship ends is something that I just firmly don't believe in. And I think I've learned from my experiences, because I think all of us can probably say we've loved someone that we're not with right now. And that's okay to say, I did love someone before and we're not together because it wasn't, you know, we're just not meant to be in a relationship. That doesn't mean just because I had doubts about them that it was a bad relationship.
Yeah, that's very fair. Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys for submitting questions. If you want to follow us on Instagram, Jared would be very, very happy about
it. I'd be so ecstatic,
guys.
It's
@help_I_suck_@ @Dean_dating.
To be fair, Dean's the one that created the Instagram. So he's the genesis of all of it.
Yes,
I'm just carrying the torch.
Follow us, @HelpISuckAtDating on Instagram. We will ask these questions more often. And again, we weren't able to get through all the questions today, but we will continue to chip away at them. Coming up next, we have some emails.
Yeah, we have a couple emails.
I'm Ron Burgundy. Coming up next, we've got some listener emails from you guys that you sent to isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. We're going to answer one or two of those. And those are the juicy ones that I was referring to earlier. So stick around. You're not going to want to miss it. And we'll dive right into them.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table. You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Hey, welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. Dean, myself, Tracy, and we're about to answer our favorite part of the podcast. We are answering. Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
You want to start that sentence over?
Let's try that again. We are upon our favorite part of the podcast, which is Suck Army emails.
Suck.
I'm really glad that's taken on a life. I can't tell you how proud I am of that. The first one that we're going to read is, of course, from our favorite emailer. They email in every single time.
They do email a lot.
They're great. From Anonymous. A lot
of help they need for dating.
Yeah, I don't blame them, which is why they're anonymous. It also says, next to Anonymous in parentheses, 34 years old, just for context. So, I met this guy at a friend's gathering. We hit it off and talked throughout the night. There were moments where he wanted to kiss me, but I said no so that he wouldn't think I was easy. I now regret not kissing him, but anyway, at the end of the night, he didn't ask for my number, and then that was that. A few days later, I looked for him on Facebook and sent him a message. I said I had a great time that night and thought we should hang out again. He replied with the same. Since then, we have been talking through Messenger, but I have yet to hang out with him. I recently asked him to hang out, but he said he had to go to work early the next day. We talked on the phone a few days ago and stayed up till 5 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And after we hung up, he texted me and said, that was an effing great talk. Interesting way to put that. I know if a guy is truly interested, he will make it happen. He make it happen to go out. But what I don't get is why he continues to reach out if he seems we are never going to hang out. Help! I suck at dating.
Dean, do you want to tackle first?
I actually wanted to hear you guys say this first because, honestly, I think myself and a lot of other girls have been in this
same situation,
and I would love to know a guy's perspective on this.
I think that it's funny because I'm going to answer this question, and when I answer it, I think of Nick more than anything because he always answers this question too. I just think that the guy is bored and he likes having someone to talk to. And then when it really comes down to it, he's like, well, I guess we really don't have to hang out because he's getting what he needs from you, which is just like a conversation, which is a time filler. That's my take on it.
Yes, I agree. The guys are weird. Guys are all talk. And then when it comes up to meeting up, we just never do. I don't know why. Why do we do that? And I'm not trying to generalize guys as this because I'm sure females do it as well. But in my experience and people that I've talked to, I feel like it's a vast majority of men who are the ones who continue to talk through text message, the messenger, and then just refuse to hang out in person. Especially after this, if they're talking to 5 in the morning and then he, after he hangs up, texts her and says that was a great talk. Why would he not want to do that in person?
I think
does he just not want to pay for a date?
No.
Ooh.
I think it's insecurities.
Is that a thing?
No, I think guys are wildly insecure.
I think maybe this is the case is for me personally, I'm like 20 times funnier over text because I can kind of like sit back and reflect on it and come back with something witty or sarcastic or something like that. In person, I'm still obviously really witty and sarcastic,
obviously,
but just to a lesser degree. And so this guy might be the same way. I guess he had a conversation with her up until 5 a.m., but maybe he's like, I don't think I'm going to be able to live up to my texting personality on like a face-to-face date or even the phone call date.
Yeah.
And he's, like you said, kind of insecure and uncertain about that. Maybe if I were anonymous in this situation, I would just take the initiative and kind of continue to chip away. And obviously, the more you talk to him, the more comfortable he'll get with you. And I don't know, just...
But also make sure that he's putting a priority on seeing you as well.
Well, let's be real, though.
How much time are you going to give this guy?
But exactly. Let's be real for a second. If she likes the guy, there's nothing wrong with her like continuing to try to hang out with him.
Sure, but if she asks 2 or 3 more times and he continues to say no.
I don't think it's the biggest issue in the world.
I feel like she's wasting her own time.
Maybe. Well, we don't know how much she values her time.
I'm assuming a lot.
I'm assuming a lot as well. I just personally think that I've been in this situation before. I have been dating Kaylin obviously for a long time, but before that I would like, you know, be interested in someone, right? Say and talk to them for however long and try to hang out with them a couple times. It didn't work out for whatever reason. I'm not going to just like, eventually you'll stop trying obviously, but like one try really isn't cutting it.
No, I agree. You should try again.
And then maybe again, and then maybe again. I would say at most, once you hit your 6th try,
that's way too many.
Then you can kind of be like, okay.
3 max.
Even 3 stretching it, I feel.
Let's be in the middle at 4.5. At 4.5 tries.
That's not the middle. I'm no mathematician.
Yes, it is. That's
half of 6 is 4.5?
The middle of 3 and 6 is 4.5.
No, we're at 1 right now.
No. So Tracy said 3, I said 6, and you said whatever you said
No. We're between 1 and 6 right now. Half of that would be... 7.
Okay, fine. I agree 6 is a little much, but that's my opinion on it. There's no shame in continuing to ask this guy to hang out. Maybe, like, in an unfortunate scenario, he's talking to someone else that's going a little bit faster, and by interjecting herself, she can kind of, like, put herself back in the race a little bit. I don't know how much she likes this guy. Maybe she's in love with him. Maybe she just is, like, concerned about, you know, seeing if she can get him to like her. I don't know exactly, but I just don't think that there's any shame in continuing to try. That's my take.
You made a really good point, actually. I think everyone always forgets when you're just dating in general, like dating a bunch of people or a couple people, maybe you forget that someone might be dating someone else at the same time as you.
More often than not.
And it could be going way better.
Yeah.
And when they kind of just like either fall off the face of the earth or give you a little brush off that it's not working, you don't know why. And it's literally because they're seeing someone else.
Yeah, that's a great question. It sounds like this guy might be dating someone else because even when they first met, they said that it was a great talk and they had great moments and they wanted to kiss, but they didn't. And he didn't ask for her number. So that sounds like someone who's dating someone and then just met someone he had a connection with, but realized I can't act on this. I need to just go my separate way. And then she's the one who reached out to him and they had a great talk, but he still hasn't wanted to hang out. That does sound like he could be dating someone
else. Something's fishy. And that's kind of the weird limbo phase too, where he probably doesn't feel like he's ghosting because he's not really like, I don't know. He
technically he's not ghosting you, but technically he is.
And technically he's not cheating. So maybe he feels fine with it.
It's a weird little phase.
All technicalities.
All technicalities. Usually never a good thing.
Dating sucks. Anyways, on to the next email from Steph. She says, I have a friend. He's my oldest and best friend of 22 years. We have spent a lot of time together over the past 6 months. Now I'm beginning to see him as more than a friend. He hugs me and holds me probably a little bit longer than he should. He even hugged me and kissed me on the neck. I'm sorry, on the cheek a few nights ago.
Big difference, but
what
still.
What do I do? How do you cross the friendship line? Also, if he actually liked me, wouldn't he have said something already?
Probably not. guys don't vocalize their feelings. We're not vulnerable enough, especially if you've been friends with someone. It's just good the way it is, and then he'll show signs that he likes you until you're the one who actually says something. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying it's the way life goes.
This is what Steph needs to do. She needs to take him to an arcade, play the basketball game, kick his ass, and it's going to all work out in the end.
I agree.
Tracy, what advice do you have for her?
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to mess up a friendship, of course, but to me that personally sounds like he wants it to be a little bit more, or he's starting to grow different feelings than maybe they used to have, which that changes over time. And obviously, if you really liked someone at one point and it wasn't the right timing, things change.
Yeah, so, let me just say, he's just not going to excessively hug and kiss on the cheek his friend.
I do feel like if they're that good of friends, she should be able to talk to him about it also.
I think what they need to do is go to dinner, get a little liquored up, because when you get a little drunk, you get a little bit more confident in the things you're saying. And honestly, just let it all pour out. If you like him, say something. And if he's, you know, a couple drinks deep, I don't think he will have any issue reciprocating. So,
and if he owns an RV, that's a bonus.
Is it a bonus now? Or because I thought before it was a detriment. No,
I was just trying to help you out. I was just trying to be nice to you, Dean.
Okay, so there it is. That's our advice, is go to dinner.
Get drunk.
And just over-communicate. Yeah. Communication is key. Jared, there's one question here for you from Anne. She says, even married couples need to date. You can be married and suck at dating. I've been married for 12 years, and the key to a successful marriage is a date night once a week. Jared, have you started to feel a difference at all being married? What do you and Ashley do to keep the romance and sexy time alive?
I think it's funny because you forget that you have to put effort in, especially with Ashley and myself. We spend literally almost every minute of every day together because we live together. We kind of work together in a lot of different areas. We travel together. We're best friends and also married. So we spend a lot of time together. And so I think you start to subconsciously lose that lust and that want to actually go on dates and put effort into the relationship, because it's just, you kind of get lazy. So I agree. I think, one thing to remember is to always put effort in and to always remind yourself that things will not happen unless you make them happen. And that includes alone time. That includes keeping the relationship young and fresh by going on dates, going out, going to arcades, going to dinner, going to see movies, things of that nature. And so I think Ashley and I try to do that. I think we fail in a lot of different areas. I don't think we put as much effort into keeping the relationship
fresh.
I don't want to make it sound bad, but we just stay at home a lot and cook and hang out, and that's great, but we don't really do a lot of different activities unless it's work. So I think it's something that we could both work on, specifically me. I think I could do a lot better job. Even stupid shit, like bring flowers home, bring her chocolates, or cooking her dinner instead of us, you know, being like, well, what are we going to have tonight? Yeah. Like her coming home and having me prepare dinner, things like that. So that's things that I could seriously work on. And I'm sure a lot of people can look at themselves and realize they need to work on it too.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good answer. I think that's kind of one of my fears with relationships as well. It's because I'm a sucker for novelty. I kind of need like my serotonin firing at all times. And so obviously the longer you're in a relationship, not like the more dull it becomes, but the more, I would say like the more predictable it becomes.
Of course.
And so that's kind of like one of my doubts to tie back into that question that we had from earlier is, not with my current relationship specifically, but just with relationships in general, is eventually like that novelty, even outside of the relationship, could wear off on certain things. And that's a fear, but yeah. I agree with what you're saying. Like keep it fresh, keep doing things that are like kind of throwing curveballs to your partner.
Well, one of my buddies who's been married for quite some time, he once said, I've said this on the podcast before, but he was talking about how in the first year of the relationship, of course, it's that lustful, fresh phase where you guys could be doing laundry together. And it's so much fun because you're just together. And then usually a year or a little bit over in the relationship, things start happening, kind of bad things that you have to overcome together as a couple. And if you're able to overcome those obstacles and get past the other side of that, that's when the real relationship begins. And so I try to always remind myself of that. Not to say Ashley and I have a bad, it's the best relationship I've ever been in. But I think to Dean's point, for you, if you do get to that point with Kaylin where it does feel stagnant, just remind yourself that one, you have to put, it's going to happen with everybody. Like no matter what relationship you're in, it's going to get stagnant at some point. It's just the way it happens. And so to constantly remind yourself throughout that time that you have to keep working and keep putting effort into the relationship in order to keep it fresh is very important. And then hopefully, you know, because relationship and love changes. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing, because while the relationship might get more stagnant if you stay with one person for an extended period of time, the love will change and you'll also become more dependent on that person, which I kind of like.
There you go. Well, great answer, Jared. You're so insightful. And so
you were
wise.
Not paying attention at all.
So insightful and wise.
You were not paying attention at all.
That'll do it for this week's episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. Tracy, before we sign off, any parting words?
No. No, I'm kidding.
Beautiful.
No,
beautifully
I had such
said.
A great time.
We loved having you on. This was the first time you were ever on the podcast.
Yes, it's my first time. And
that's
honestly, I love talking about dating. I've been doing it a long time, and it's really interesting to hear
love
a
it.
Male's perspective on it.
Yeah, yeah, especially... these
well,
two idiots.
Two, yeah. It's more like two idiots' perspective on it. But
anyways, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. Big thank you to Tracy Shapoff.
And you can follow her on Instagram.
On Instagram.
Tracy Shapoff. I just followed you. She's a great follow.
She's an incredible stylist who has style talent like Elizabeth Banks, Constance Wu, and Octavia Spencer for various red carpet events. Anyways, big thank you to our listeners, of course, for emailing us at isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. Big thank you to all of our Instagram followers as well for submitting those questions. We will continue, like I said, to chip away. Feel free to continue to email us, isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. Big thank you again. Be sure to tune in next week where maybe we will suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help, I Suck at Dating with Dean Unglert on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.